USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI on Tuesday afternoon confirmed the remains investigators discovered on Sunday in the Teton Bridger National Forest in Wyoming is missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito, and that she died of homicide. Still being called a person of interest, the search for childhood sweetheart Brian Laundry continues in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis is lending state resources to help in the search. Two whistleblowers in the Biden administration is reporting thousands of Haitian migrants camped in a small Texas border town have been released into the United States. This exposes the Biden administration's public statements that thousands in the camp faced immediate expulsion. The House of Representatives voted Tuesday night to pass a resolution to fund the government through December 3rd and raise the $28 trillion debt ceiling. Nearly every Republican in the Senate has expressed opposition to tying the debt ceiling into the bill that funds the government. The federal government faces a looming shutdown on October 1st. USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
President Biden speaks at the United Nations Tuesday morning. Dan Araki has more.
President Biden gave his first speech before the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday. He spoke about the end of the war in Afghanistan, saying that the U.S. was embarking on an era of relentless diplomacy. He also made several references to China during the speech, saying that the U.S. isn't seeking a new Cold War, but would stand up for her allies and against attempts at regional domination. But Senator Steve Daines says the reality of the president's policies are very different from his speech. The South Dakota Republican tells Newsmax TV that all the White House has projected internationally is weakness.
He says we're embarking on an era of relentless diplomacy. I think the speechwriter should have said relentless failures, relentless weakness. That's what he's embarked upon. Notice he didn't mention China, the threat of China, the threat of Russia, the threat of Iran, what's going on in Venezuela, the threat of North Korea, the threat of radical Islamism and terrorism. Those are the threats that we need to confront.
We are USA Radio News.
Many people who are vaccinated are getting sick from COVID. Fever is the leading sign of COVID, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Exergen temporal scanner's accuracy is backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact devices can miss fevers and give false sense of security. Remember, vaccines may not be enough, and you need an accurate thermometer to stay safe. Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The United States will donate an additional 500 million doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to developing nations around the world. Reuters journalist Jeff Mason on MSNBC says millions around the world need the vaccines now.
The United States is moving to give boosters to Americans who have already become or are already fully vaccinated when there are millions and millions of people around the world who haven't had even one shot. So I think what the president and what the White House want to do today at the virtual COVID summit that he is hosting is say, look, the United States is setting the example. Yes, we are vaccinating our own people, but we're also donating lots and lots of vaccine to the rest of the world. And doing that now with adding an additional 500 million doses to the already 600 million doses that they had announced before. But the criticism is not going to go away. I mean, this will certainly help the world to deal with the pandemic, but it's September of 2021 now. These doses aren't going to get out until January at the earliest. And as we both have said, a lot of people in other countries, poor countries, middle-income countries would like to get shots right now.
The announcement will probably be later today as the president convenes a virtual COVID summit to the United Nations General Assembly from the Oval Office. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.